With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Former President Trump is vowing to appeal the Colorado ruling disqualifying him from the state ballot. In a 4-3 decision, the Colorado Supreme Court barred the former president, citing the insurrection clause of the U.S. Constitution. Correspondent Bob Agnew has reaction from one member of Congress, Republican Senator Bill Hagerty, who says the decision was motivated by politics.
Senator Hagerty says there was no due process and called the ruling a blatant political decision. Hagerty, who has endorsed Donald Trump and served as his ambassador to Japan, also complained to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that, quote, "We have a ruling here that would disenfranchise half of Colorado." Hagerty also says the Colorado ruling poses a far greater threat to democracy than any threat Democrats say would accompany a Trump re-election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Southwest Airlines strikes a deal.
Southwest Airlines and its pilots reached a tentative labor agreement after 3.5 years of negotiations, the last of the four major airlines to reach a deal with pilots. The Dallas-based carrier said Tuesday it was pleased to reach the agreement in principle, which it called a key milestone. Specific terms of the agreement weren't disclosed, but pilots at American, United, and Delta have won raises of roughly 40% over 5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
An Oklahoma judge has exonerated a man who spent nearly 50 years in prison for murder, the longest-serving inmate to be declared innocent of the crime. The Oklahoma County judge this week announced that she found Glenn Simmons innocent of killing a suburban Oklahoma City liquor store clerk in 1974. The ruling makes Simmons eligible for up to $175,000 in compensation from the state for wrongful conviction. This is SRN News. UPS has teamed up with the Salvation Army to spread some Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in 5 cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
One Florida church wants to make sure that nobody misses Christmas Eve services. Grace Family Church in Tampa Bay will host 31 Christmas Eve services available to all families across the region at 7 different locations. The lead pastor says they're delighted to open their doors and invite families from all over Tampa to experience a Christmas Eve service. This is SRN News. Toyota Motor says its subsidiary, Daihatsu, will suspend shipments of all of its vehicles in and outside Japan.
The suspension is in response to a damaging safety scandal after an investigation found improper testing involving 64 models. The safety test irregularities earlier this year prompted an independent panel investigation which found widespread and systematic problems. Toyota said its probe found 174 new cases of irregularities in a safety test and other procedures in 25 test categories, in addition to the problems reported earlier.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Parents are opting out of school vaccinations at the highest rate ever. Last school year, that amounted to 3% of U.S. children entering kindergarten. The highest rate was 12% in Idaho. More details at SRNnews.com.